Good afternoon. Downstairs, underneath the Gawler Civic Centre, in the Gawler Civic Centre studio. And I'm here with Jacinta Weiss, who's the Cultural Heritage Centre Coordinator. And Jacinta has organised and brought to the centre yet another wonderful exhibition that a lot of people are talking about. I'm hearing lots of wonderful things about it. So congratulations, Jacinta, on all the hard work. I know it's a lot of work to put these together. And Jacinta's here to tell us all about it and fill us in on lots more background information. So I'll let you talk.
Thank you. Oh, it's lovely to be with you. Yes, it's a big exhibition. It's got a particularly big centrepiece, and that's Dippy, our Diprotodon. Dippy's our nickname that we've given to him, but he is it's a life-size sculpture of a female Diprotodon. And it's the centrepiece of the new exhibition, The Nature of the Hidden World, a Mega Story. And the reason we have a Diprotodon in the exhibition is because we wanted to do an exhibition on the rivers in Gawler. And we started looking into the history and the stories around the rivers. And we came across the story of the discovery of a Diprotodon skeleton in 1891, just near the river. So it was found in the backyard of a property in Murray Street, and they were digging for a water tank and they hit this skull. Thomas Moylan owned the property. They hit this skull. They knew it was something special, so they telegraphed down to the South Australian Museum, who sent someone up to have a look at it, and they said, yes, this is a Diprotodon. We need to excavate this really carefully. The owner of the property said, well, you can have it, but I'm going to charge you for it. The gentleman from the museum said, I haven't got any money on me. So he caught the train back into town. He went back to the museum board. They agreed to pay some money for this Diprotodon skeleton. And the next day it was excavated and brought back to the museum. And the interesting thing about megafauna is that they were here at the same time that the first Aboriginal peoples were here. And that was really interesting because not too far from where the Diprotodon was found, a year later, the skeleton of an Aboriginal man was found. And so we don't know if he was a hunter of that Diprotodon, whether they'd been in a bit of a tussle and they both got injured and they both died in that space, whether it's just a coincidence that they were found there. But where they were found was heading towards Dead Man's Pass, and that's a natural ford of the river, and it has been for tens of thousands of years. We know that lots of animals use that area to get across the river. We knew the Aboriginal people crossed that. And so when the colonists came, it was an obvious place for them to start crossing the river. And so that got us thinking about these stories around the river. And then the more we investigated that, we thought about these Aboriginal stories, about the Dreamtime stories about megafauna and their impact on the land. This is all happening at the same time that the science of paleontology is just taking off. Fossils are just becoming a bit of a study, yes.
Yes. Remarkable that at that time that they recognised the significance of the skull.
It was really, really interesting that they did. There had been a Diprotodon skull found in New South Wales in the 1840s, but it was interesting that they understood that. But we know that the Gawler Institute and the community in Gawler were educated. They were interested in things.
They were, and there's a lot of lectures being given by scientists. So there was that keen interest in science at the time.
There was, yes. And so we know Walter Houchen, who was a very keen geologist and scientist, was lecturing here. And part of the exhibition is devoted to Walter Houchen.
Yes.
And the geologists and the naturalist clubs that they had in Gawler, they were men. It was the end of the 19th century.
Yes. Yes.
But they were looking at the fossils, and they understood the fact that this Gulf had come all the way across to Gawler at one stage, which was why we have so much limestone here. We have a lot of fossilised sea creatures, and we wanted to represent that in the exhibition. So there are a lot of fossils, some beautiful fossils that you can see in this exhibition. You can also see some Aboriginal artefacts, some sculptures, some digging, some stones. So stones have magical power in Aboriginal mythology and iconology. And so there's a lovely story about Wereti
and stones, and that as the river was a place where women gave birth, they used to take the stones, which they thought had healing powers, with them when they went down the river to give birth. So there's lovely stories about that in the exhibition.
It's interesting, in Mesolithic England, I think it's Mesolithic, I know one of the early periods, they often find stones that aren't from that area. And so stones obviously had some significance.
Yes.
And they're often in burials, associated with burials. So they think these stones are very significant. They don't know.
Yes, yes. So we know from stories from Aboriginal people have passed down and have been happy to share that there were specific stones that were healing stones, so that were strength-giving stones. And so when a woman went down to the river area to give birth, she would take those stones with her to give her some support during the birth. And so they've got a magical meaning. And I think, well, we give that magical meaning to stones now. I mean,
we do. Yes.
If you've been to Uluru, it's a magical rock.
Well, we have a basket, we call it the treasure basket, from when the boys are little, and I won't ever part with it. We collect interesting stones that they collected and gum nuts and various things. So we still have a fascination with stones.
We do. Precious gems are essentially
just
rocks.
Pretty stones.
They're pretty stones that people have identified and treasure for their beauty.
Yes.
So, there's lots of different aspects of science, Aboriginal Dreamtime stories, the understanding of the megafauna, and also there's a fabulous story in the exhibition about Margaret Preston, who is one of the most important Australian female artists of the 20th century. And she went looking to understand Aboriginal culture early, much earlier than many other people did. And she studied it, and she went and visited with Aboriginal people who were still living a somewhat traditional life. And she did extraordinary paintings. But in her early career, she applied for a job at the Gawler Institute, teaching painting.
Yes.
So she was overlooked for the job, and it was given to a man instead. But we have a laugh, and she's Australia's most successful and famous female artist. She could have been working but the Gawler Institute chose a male instead who nobody's ever heard of.
Yes.
But there's a lovely reproduction of one of her works that the Margaret Preston estate gave us permission to reproduce after some significant negotiations.
Yes.
So we're very lucky to be able to include that.
Yeah. And you've got the kangaroo skin cloak.
Yes.
And what's the story behind that?
So we've got two cloaks in the exhibition. We've got the emu cloak, which is a cloak that a female leader of a tribe will have worn. And we've got the kangaroo cloak, which is what the male leader of a tribe would have worn.
Yeah.
So that's on loan to us from Uncle Mickey. But that's a lovely representation. You can see that both of those cloaks have a bit of a majesty, I think.
Yes.
To them, they're quite impressive looking.
Oh, yes.
And you can imagine the elders of a tribe wearing those for ceremonial times.
They look very, very impressive.
Yes, they do.
And so important.
Yes, they do. They're lovely.
Mm.
We've got some lovely Aboriginal objects that are on loan that are included in this. And we've also got some reproductions of fossils of the Diprotodon skeleton. So it's not an actual Diprotodon skeleton, but it's a reproduction one, and you can touch it, so that especially young people can see and look. It's on the wall, and so to try and understand how it all fits together.
How long is the exhibition is on till next year?
The exhibition is on till next year, so it will run till April of next year, and then we'll have our next ones. It's been very popular. Lots of people like to come in and get a photograph, a selfie with the Diprotodon. You're very welcome to do that. Yeah, he's lovely.
Yes.
She's lovely.
She's lovely.
So you're very welcome to come and do that. Can't climb on him, but you can certainly touch it. But there's a lot to see, and there's a lot to absorb in there.
Yes.
And it's a lovely opportunity to think about what was here 10,000 years ago and the animals that roamed, because there was a lot of megafauna. We had giant kangaroos.
It's not that long,
really. It's not that long.
10,000 years ago is not that long.
No, and you'll see some lovely artwork that depicts these megafauna, the Australian kangaroos and bird life and things like that. So it's a real opportunity to think back to what it used to be, and to realise the importance of the river corridor to those animals then, to the early colonists who came later, to the Aboriginal people who've been living here for 60,000 years. So when we look at our rivers now, I mean, I know lots of us in Gawler love to have a walk along the river, but they were much bigger once before the damming. They were life-giving. All the water came from the rivers. All the animals fed at the rivers. They're an important, very important part of the natural landscape and a source of life.
Yes, we need to look after them.
We do need to look after them.
It's a good reminder that we need to look after.
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much, Jacinta.
You're very welcome. Thank you.